Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we are brought to you by My Patriot Supply with what's coming. And there's multitudes, multiple variables that can happen to us to render our society into the dark ages, literally and figuratively. Well, you need to have food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. Therefore, I want you to look at My Patriot Supply. They're number one in the country. They have the best prices. For example, 3 months for everyone in your family, $200 off. It's a fantastic deal. Restaurant quality food, 2,000 calories per day. And you can live on this. Unlike a lot of storable food, we eat the same thing over and over and you get sick of it and stop eating. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. I'm going to talk to you about the last line of defense. And this is the only time we're going to visit this topic. The last line of defense. What do you think it is? Well, it could be 10 million of us storm the Capitol. We make J6 look like a picnic. And then the military joins us and they take over and they cede power to the people. And we arrest the deep state and happy days are here again. If you believe that, I have a bridge in Brooklyn I want to sell you. That's not going to happen, not going to encourage rioting. I am encouraging civil disobedience. We'll get to that in a minute. Okay, the other thing that Biden talked about was he said, our F-15s, well, he was out of date, can take care of your M-15s. Should have said F-16s, probably 35s with regard to your M-16s, but he's right. He's right. The military stays loyal to the commander in chief. There's no chance of throwing this back. None. And then here's the other thing. If we go into civil war, and I just talked to a gentleman today from Minnesota, he says, I don't see any way out of this. And I said, short of a miracle from God, which we'll get to in a minute, I tend to agree with you. I think that people who aren't reasoned, people who wake up and realize how screwed they are and they were totally unaware before, that's the group that'll go from 0 to 60 overnight, and then there's a problem. But if we do end up with not voting and having militias, Obama and Biden will call in the Kigali Principles. It's a 28-member group of the United Nations designed to defend each other in times of trouble. You're saying, whoa, never heard of that. I've written about it extensively over the last 8 years. They brought it in illegally as a treaty, didn't go through the Senate. Surprise, surprise, just like the World Health Organization pandemic treaty. Won't be approved by the Senate, just be approved. And this treaty, which will turn the nation's militaries against us in times of insurrection, this is a problem. And I'll tell you why. I don't know that our military, if they sided with the people, could stand up to this. I really don't. And then there's another variable. The other variable is this. Can we just wait it out, civil disobedience, no compliance, and hope they fall apart? Maybe. Of all the options I've listed so far, that probably has the best chance of succeeding, but I think it's very, very low. Who would come to our aid? Would the French, like in the Revolutionary War? Von Steuben and the Germans? Are you kidding? They'd be the ones attacking us. And let's not forget how many tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of terrorists we have in our country, courtesy of the open border policies. Well, too many to count, that's for sure. So you're saying, Dave, you're painting a very, very bleak picture. Yes, I am. We need to go through the election, although make no mistake about it. I believe they'll steal it. They can't steal it. They'll stop it, or they'll stop Trump. But we need to go through to expose to everybody how bad this is. Now, if and when the people rise up, expect us to be attacked by Russia and China too in an opportunistic manner. The bad news keeps on coming, doesn't it? I know there's the rah-rah Bravo crowd. They're not realistic. I don't know what the breakdown will be of defense of the military, but the Joint Chiefs of Staff are fully on board with the subjugation of the people of this country. There's one option left. Even though we should go through the election process, even though we should engage in civil disobedience, unconstitutional, ungodly laws, there is another option. I've said this many times. Either you're on Team Jesus or you're on Team Satan by defeat, by default. And here's what I'm talking about. If the majority of people were to let the worship of Jesus, asking forgiveness for our sins, leading us in the right direction, being baptized, if all those things were to happen, God would probably, just guessing, but given history, he'd probably spare us. Nineveh, Jonah 3:10. Look it up. I think that's our only saving grace. We need to stand up and say no, but we also need to preach the word of Jesus Christ and live it, mean it, and ask for forgiveness and ask for God to have mercy on us. If you have a better idea, I know you wanted to hear about a nine-pronged attack that we're going to organize and we'll scare these people into the four corners and they'll give up without a fight. I'm sorry, I don't have that message. But if you have an idea that you think is superior and you think will work, please tell us. Please tell us, because America is desperate. And I feel like the old proverbial cartoon, we're going down for the third time. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. Thumbs up, like us. Make sure you're a member of the commonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting.